I had a crazy idea
okay.
that they should implement into the draft.
All right, we fixed the
okay,
draft.
Okay, we fixed the draft.
We fixed
Good
the
job.
Draft.
Draft
is
yeah,
fixed.
Yeah, draft
oh,
is fixed.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that. Welcome back to another episode of Caps Off, presented by Better. Man, I'm fucking tired.
Yeah, man, the draft, huh?
It is currently
3 hours.
It's always billed as a better event than it really is.
What's the deal with that?
It's currently 12:21 right now.
Is
it is like,
is it all money? Is it like, so you stay and watch the commercials? There aren't even that many commercials.
It's the stupidest thing in the world. Before we jump into it, for those that don't know who else is on the pod, Jack right now is in a wedding in San Diego. We got Pat of Handshake Bets.
How are you, everybody?
Is it Better Pat?
No, it's HSB Pat.
HSB Pat,
yeah.
And then Better Rizzo.
Indeed, Better Rizzo here.
That's what you do. You just take one of your names, first name, last name, or a nickname, you just throw Better.
We get real creative here.
Yeah, it's real.
Real creative.
But yeah.
And we have Nugget, if you can see him.
And
I
Nugget.
Don't know.
Nugget's out cold, but I don't know if you can see it on the wide. But
Nugget's tired.
He's got the right idea.
By the way, we're all tired. Jets fan, obviously. Bears fan, Dolphins fan.
Big night!
Dude. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
How do you
Thank
feel
you.
About Caleb Williams finally, or at least I would say the Bears doing the right thing?
Yeah, I feel like years and years and years of pain and suffering are coming to an end. I have an offense to be excited about. I loved Justin Fields, but it was still a question mark. And you could say Caleb Williams is, but I'm sorry. I am feeling so fucking good right now. I'm on like cloud nine. This team, this offense is going to fuck. Is that kosher? Am I not?
Totally kosher.
This offense is going to be sick.
I kind of agree. We were talking about this off the pod. Like, I genuinely believe that the Bears might have the best offense on paper right now.
On paper.
They built a fantasy team. And I'll tell you why. Because right now you look at the Niners, who probably be at that one spot. They're going to lose one of Brandon Ayuk or Debo Samuel. I said Debo Samuel to the Ravens. That didn't hit. I said Brandon Ayuk probably gets traded. Also hasn't hit yet. One are going to hit.
Will, yeah.
So you subtract one of those guys. They're not now within that top three range. You still have the Eagles. The Bears right now, you have Caleb Williams, you get DeAndre Swift, you get Cole Kmet, and then you have a wide receiver trio, which is probably the best wide receiver trio of the last decade in Rome Odunze, Keenan Allen, and DJ Moore. I mean, and then Caleb Williams, I mean, it's as good as it gets. This Bears offense on paper is fucking loaded.
Yeah, I liked what you said about Madden. I just got really excited to get the next Madden and play it.
It's crazy. By the way, congrats on having Hard Knocks.
Oh, yeah, that's also a lock. Even though the Bears have said time and time again they do not want to be on it, they're going to be on it, and it's going to be awesome.
There's not a single team that wants to be on Hard Knocks ever.
Right?
Why would you ever want to be on Hard Knocks?
You
the Dolphins
be
lost
in
last
your
year because they were on Hard Knocks. I'm convinced.
That's why they lost.
It was a curse, yes.
The Jets were on Hard Knocks.
You want to talk about the Jets? I mean, I want to wait on the Jets. But, like, seriously, you feel good about tonight, right? Like,
oh, I feel great about tonight. It's like we knew they were taking Caleb Williams, and then they turn around at 9 and they go and get just another weapon for him. A guy who he has very clearly came out and said that he loves. They traveled to the draft together. Oh my God.
It's
what more
fire.
Could you want?
It's pretty sick. What do you think?
I want to circle back to the best offense in the NFL comment that you made. Caleb Williams is a rookie. He's a very highly touted prospect, one of the best quarterback prospects that has come out in the last few years, but he's a rookie quarterback. That takes that offense ranking down substantially. A team you didn't mention, I don't know, the Super Bowl champs with Pat Mahomes playing quarterback, Travis Kelce at tight end.
Okay, Travis Kelce's getting older. Travis Kelce was not the same last year. Then you have Rashee Rice, who's going to miss some games because he doesn't know how to drive.
Couple games.
Then you have Hollywood Brown, who has a dropping the ball issue,
really
which
fast.
The Chiefs are known for. And then you draft Xavier Worthy, which is just a clone, potentially, of John Ross at 4-2-1.
That's a unfair comparison. I'm thinking more of a clone of Tyreek Hill is the angle I'm going to go down. And you also forgot about Pacheco. I'm taking the Chiefs offense 10 out of 10 times over the Bears. And at the end of the day, it's a quarterback league. Pat Mahomes is levels above Caleb Williams right now. Yeah, for now. But to say that the Bears have the best offense today on paper, I can't get behind
that. Well, I just think you have to look like Caleb Williams is coming into the best situation for a rookie quarterback of the last decade. It's as good as it gets.
Yes, not even an argument there. It's the best situation any rookie quarterback has ever walked into.
Congrats to the Bears,
yeah,
by the way.
Sick. I'm very excited when Caleb throws for 350 in week one. Where's that vape?
Yeah, I don't know. I want to circle back to my comment. You're going to allow me on the bandwagon. I wanted to get in on that early,
yeah,
right at the ground level. Let's
you're
go.
In.
Yeah,
win total, take it. If you want in on an NFC team to bandwagon, I know you're a Dolphins
fan. I've liked the Bears. I do like the Packers, though, so that doesn't add up very much.
Yeah, nope, you're
going
to have to pick one
Fuck
of those.
You.
No, yeah, I'll have to figure that out. I don't even consider the Chiefs, to be honest, in that top three. For me, it was you had the Niners and the Eagles at like 1 and 2. The Bears were building that third spot.
The Chiefs just went out and fixed the issue they had last year. They went out and got more wide receiver talent. They had Rashee Rice and then a bunch of fucking shit. And then they replaced with Marquise Brown and Xavier Worthy. You could say what you want about the hands and dropping it, but you just put two of the fastest players in the NFL in an Andy Reid, Pat Mahomes offense. I'm taking the Chiefs every single day.
They still have Kadarius Toney?
Who cares?
That's a good question. Yeah, but the difference between the Chiefs and the Bears is that we're talking on paper versus actual reality here.
Sure. On paper, that is the sexiest offense ever assembled.
You talking about the Bears?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's
pretty sick.
It's the first time that I've ever seen the Bears do something right. Like, you found out, we thought that the Bears were going to fuck it up in some capacity, and they obviously didn't. Roma Dunze falls into their lap. I think they got exactly what they want.
Yeah, I'm going to go home and watch some film tonight. I don't know if you guys ever watch the league?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go roster bait later.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You can say whatever you want.
Yeah, I think that's tonight's
agenda. By the way, fantastic
agenda.
Show.
Yeah.
Yeah. What that means is he's going to go jerk off to his roster later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to clarify.
Yeah. Caleb Williams highlights. I already bookmarked a tweet that was all of Roma Dunze's catches from the 2023 season. I think that'll be my warm up.
We're obviously talking about the Bears and hyping up the Bears, but I want to go on the opposite side of it and talk about a team that completely fucked this entire draft up, the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing drafting Michael Penix at 8? You could have got him later.
Yeah, at 8 is insane. It's like, it's just negligence. That front office, what's the deal there, man?
By the way, if I'm Kirk Cousins, I'm asking out.
Someone had to remind me that a 4-year, $100 million contract was signed by Kirk Cousins. Like, I thought that couldn't have possibly been the reality we were living in with them drafting a quarterback 8th overall, but that's the reality.
Take it a step further. He didn't even fucking know that was happening.
How are you
running your organization and you give money to your quarterback, regardless of the Achilles injury, and now you come out here and you say, all right, we're going to still draft at 8. You had other needs. The Falcons can win the division. The Falcons can contend in the NFC, and what do you do?
This was the two-quarterback
system.
This was supposed to be their year to go out and fucking win. They said they're doing the Packers system. Aaron Rodgers is a little bit of a better quarterback than Kirk Cousins.
Yeah,
maybe a little.
Yeah,
did you see the video of the Falcons GM explaining the rationale to Arthur Blank?
It was as though
like the poor little employee who like spilled sauce everywhere in the kitchen trying to explain to the head chef what happened. The guy looked like someone who was going to be fired in 6 months tops.
What I just don't understand is it felt like all these years, it was Arthur Smith that was hindering the potential of what the Falcons were, right? With Kyle Pitts, with Drake London, with Bijan Robinson. It feels like an ownership issue. The Falcons have an ownership issue, is what it feels like. Arthur Blank, and it's crazy too, because Arthur Blank, they've gone to a Super Bowl. Like, the Falcons are not necessarily that poorly run, but it feels like over the last couple of years, there's no direction with the Falcons. That I don't understand.
How can you, you basically took the 8th pick and you made it useless for this season.
Correct. And not only that, Michael Penix is a guy at 23, and we were talking about it, he's going to be 24 when the season starts. He is a guy that plays now. He's one of actually the few quarterbacks in this draft that doesn't need to sit behind someone.
He's a guy you take if you have everything else in place and you just need a quarterback that can go out there and manage the game.
Sling it.
That's what you do is you take Penix. He's a guy who's ready to play right now. He's not a guy that you want to sit behind Kirk Cousins and learn for 3 years. He was in college for 6 fucking years. The guy has learned everything there is to learn about being a quarterback.
Go Hoosiers, by the way.
Go Hoosiers.
It just feels like the Falcons don't know who. First of all, I don't think the Falcons even believe in Kirk Cousins. Because if you're going to draft Michael Penix, you're expecting Kirk Cousins, A, to not stay healthy for the entire season. Or B, at some point, Michael Penix might come in the middle of the season.
Maybe we don't know how good the rehab's going, right?
I was going to say, is Kirk supposed to be ready to start the season?
I think so. When did he?
Is that a guarantee?
It was pretty early. It was week 10,
really?
Right? Week 9.
Like late enough.
They were just starting to like win again. Might have been like week 8.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Either way, it made zero sense to me. Love Penix, absolute dog. Just did not think that was remotely the situation for him to walk into.
And Twitter hates it too. So now you're going into a situation where the fans don't like you. Like, that's not
well,
easy.
Even Falcons fans in general. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
There were videos that were, I think they had a live stream at the arena and they were freaking out by the pick. And you had an opportunity to go get a Roma Dunze. Like, you had the, you need a wide receiver.
Sorry.
What do you think about your team over there?
You want to talk Jets?
I mean, I was ecstatic the fact that they didn't draft Brock Bowers.
Which side of my brain would you prefer to hear first?
I want to hear a rational Jets fan.
A rational Jets fan. What the fuck are we thinking? Not taking the next Travis Kelce, the next Brock Bowers, the best tight end prospect to come out in the last 15 years. Take the sexy pick so that I can go home and watch a highlight reel of a guy catching balls, running people over, scoring touchdowns. I don't want to go home and watch a guy get into pass pro and protect his quarterback and then that's it. Or, you got a pancake. I get two pancakes. I don't care. Yeah. No one likes watching offensive linemen.
You're going to roster bait to some pancakes.
No, I'm not. I don't know. Olu Fashanu? Cool. Oh, great. Oh, we needed to fix our offensive line. Not when you have fucking weapons. You get the ball out quick. Guy goes and make up a play. You don't need an offensive line if you got playmakers on the outside.
And I feel like Rodgers is in the point of his career where he's getting the ball out quick.
Really fast.
Yeah.
Take a breath. You're red.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay. Now, rational.
Rational. Yeah. Rational. What's rational?
I mean, all season long, the offensive line was a turnstile. Just traffic cones set up on either side. Defensive ends just had to run around them and get to the quarterback. It was a revolving door of offensive linemen. We needed to fix that. Going out and getting arguably the best offensive tackle prospect. If he went into the draft last year, he would have been going in the first round. Would have been arguably the first offensive tackle taken off the board.
Is that what Jets Twitter is saying?
It's an article I read that gave the draft pick an A. Gave it an A. It's a need that we needed to fill, and we went out and filled it with an elite talent that is going to flourish into a great tackle. We also went out and signed a 36-year-old Tyron Smith who hasn't played a full season in the last 4 years.
He's going to get hurt.
He's obviously going to miss eight games. So the guy's going to get a lot of time to play. He's going to learn under one of the best offensive tackles in the NFL over the last decade. I think it's a great pick.
I don't like that version as much. I like the
first. I like the irrational.
Yeah, I hated it too. I wanted the sexy pick. Sorry for yelling at me.
So how the Knicks do?
The Knicks lost, the Islanders lost, the Mets thankfully didn't play.
Okay, congrats.
Yeah, Embiid, you're going to die.
So you went 0-3, essentially.
No, because I actually do like the Jets pick. I'm going to lean rational brain here.
That's fair. I feel like it's a – how many times in the last, decade have Jets fans been able to be rational about their pick?
When we had the best draft of the last decade.
Breece Hall, Sauce Gardner.
Yeah, Sauce Gardner, Garrett Wilson, Breece Hall, in consecutive order picks.
Holy
if
shit.
The Jets go on to win a Super Bowl over the next 5 years, that'll go down as the best draft class of the last 50 years.
If the Jets win a Super Bowl this year, the Jets draft class of Breece Hall, Sauce Gardner, and Garrett Wilson will be the best draft class ever, the best 1-2-3 ever in NFL draft history?
I would have to do some research, but you had the offensive and defensive rookie of the year in the same year. You have the best cornerback now in the NFL. Garrett Wilson, if he gets a full season with Aaron Rodgers, is going to be a top 10 wide receiver, and you have the best running back in the NFL. So yeah, I think it will go down as a historically great draft class.
I think you're making fair points, but Brock Bowers would have been the move.
Dude, yeah, I know. Imagine him in that offense.
You guys need another weapon.
Yeah, I know. We're right at Tyler Conklin and Jeremy Rucker. Jeremy Rucker's going to have a big year. Jeremy Rucker's going to have a big year. Mark it. Someone clip
that
later.
Like 3.5 touchdowns?
No, he's going to go for 60 catches, 700 yards, 6 touchdowns.
So take the under.
Yeah, I'll take the under as well. Yeah. What about the Bills? Because obviously, I'm a Dolphins fan, you're a Jets fan.
Imagine shipping your ass from Buffalo to Detroit for the draft, and they don't make a fucking pick.
If I'm a Bills fan, I'm livid at what's going on.
And they let the fucking Chiefs get Xavier Worthy.
The Bills handed the Chiefs another Super Bowl. Literally, handed. Here you go. Here's another weapon.
I cannot begin to understand what conversations were going on in that Bills draft room of okay, what if we gave this draft pick to the Chiefs?
They're not taking Worthy.
They wouldn't take the guy that we need to take. Well, no,
I think they knew.
I feel like they like other guys on their draft board, but I thought the Bills and I think a lot of Bills fans, they wanted them to trade up to get a wide receiver. It felt like a Julio Jones type of situation. They were stockpiling picks. They were going to go up and get a wide receiver. And what do? They trade back.
Who is in their wide receiver room? Gabe Davis and Shakir?
Yeah.
No, Gabe's gone.
Gabe Davis is gone?
It's Khalil Shakir.
Wide receiver one.
Curtis Samuel.
Nice.
Curtis Samuel.
Dalton Kincaid's pretty much your one.
Stud.
Nice.
I don't think they got anyone else.
James Cook is going to catch a lot of balls this
year.
But
I will say this.
None of those were wide receivers that you guys just said. None of the good players were.
But I kind of feel like the Bills are setting themselves up to go get Brandon Ayuk or Deebo Samuel. And that's what scares the shit out of me.
Interesting.
Because there's got to be logic to it. I don't think Brandon Bean's that bad of a GM. You know that you need an alpha. You didn't get one of the top four or five, the Brian Thomases or the Xavier Worthy. So you still have an Adonai Mitchell, Keon Coleman. There are some other guys. So that feels like you're going to kind of supplement your two with one of these guys in the second or third, and you're going to need to go get an alpha. I feel like the Bills are setting themselves up to get one of those 49ers wide receivers. That's just what it kind of feels like. Or even a T. Higgins, potentially. I don't know. But
they have to. They don't really have a choice. What, are you going to waste a year of Josh Allen? You can't.
You guys want to hear a crazy statement?
Yes.
I think their Super Bowl window's closing pretty quick.
Who, the Bills?
The Bills. I think if they don't do something, I think it's closing.
I said if they didn't win last year that Josh Allen would never win a Super Bowl with the Buffalo Bills, and I firmly believe that. You got Mahomes roadblocking you every step of the way. You got Burrow, who's back, and the Bengals, right? Like, there's too many monsters in the AFC that you're going to have to go through every year, and I don't see it. I think the Bills do not win a Super Bowl with Josh Allen.
Yeah, I think the window's like basically closed already. I don't know if it really ever opened. Pat Mahomes was on the other side of the field every single time.
It was this year. They had the Chiefs at home to fucking go to the AFC Championship game, or was it to go to the Super Bowl?
AFC Championship.
To go to the AFC Championship game, and they fucking choke.
They would have had to go to Baltimore, right?
Yeah, they would have had to go to Baltimore.
Such a winnable game.
I'll be honest.
Does Baltimore scare any of you guys when it comes to the playoffs?
Never been scared of Baltimore in the playoffs.
Kind of. The Dolphins got blown out by Baltimore. Like, they scared the shit out of me. And I also think in a division with the fucking Bills, you should be scared. I'm still scared. I think the Bills actually needed to go through some sort of rebuild. It's the same thing with the fucking Dolphins. The Dolphins were all speed and finesse. They needed to retool. So, yes, their window closed as that current roster. But I think if the Bills go out and get a Brandon Ayuk, a Debo, someone else that can kind of play your Alpha X, I don't think that window's fucking closed. I think the window's just going to open right back up, because when you have a superstar quarterback like Josh Allen,
the window's never actually closed.
Like, I don't, like, you would take Josh Allen on your team. I would take him on my team. You would take him on the Jets. Like, there's no way in fucking hell any one of us would take Josh Allen.
I just kind of compare it to the Eastern Conference, the NBA Eastern Conference greats when MJ was doing his thing. It's like, you're awesome, but you're not making the finals because Michael Jordan is on the other side of the field. In this case, Patrick Mahomes is on the other side of the field. You have to play your absolute best football for four straight quarters if you want to beat the Chiefs, and I don't think they're going to do it.
I don't know about the Bills, but like, I also wasn't born for Jordan, really. I was born in 97, so I can't really speak on it too much. But I don't know. I think the Bills will be fine, because I think they're going to get Brandon Ayuk or Deebo Samuel or someone else, but I just don't understand. I think, to me, the Bills were the biggest loser of the first round.
Yeah, they have to have some trick up their sleeve coming, or else it is a cataclysmic offseason for them right now.
Good word.
That's
a good word.
Yeah, at 12:45 at night, too.
What about the Raiders? You guys, HSBs, you guys are boys with AOC.
Yeah, so I've actually been best friends with Aiden O'Connell, like, since way back when.
Playing in the sandbox with Aiden. Caught passes with him.
Yeah, we always knew he threw the tightest spire on that kid's got a bright future ahead of him.
Yeah.
But what happened for him? I'm not actually friends with him. James and Tycho did actually go to high school, and they're best friends with him. So the other two handshake bets guys, I've gotten to know him now.
And you, of course.
What happened here is, like, that draft couldn't have gone better for Aiden O'Connell to remain the starter. Now he doesn't have to beat out a highly drafted first round quarterback. He just has to go out and beat Gardner Minshew. He knows the system better than Gardner. Like, his ceiling is higher than Gardner's. And now he's got Brock Bowers to throw to in a tight end set with Michael Mayer that they drafted last year. You got Zamir White going to be coming out of the backfield this year. Like, the Raiders are a sneaky good team. They got a great defense. Antonio Pierce knows how to coach guys. I think Aiden's going to win out the job, and they're going to be a playoff team.
Yeah, you still got Devontae and Jacoby, right? And I think the thing that was super cool was the Raiders' Instagram put out, like, a playmakers, and Aiden was listed as the quarterback.
Yeah, so this asshole pulled a little prank on me. He saw, like, a playmakers graphic, and he was like, oh, Mayer, Devontae, and Brock Bowers, and oh, look, Aiden. Bro, like, no way, show me, dude. And he's like, wasn't on the picture.
I'm sorry, but
Which one did you show?
Some slapdick Twitter account.
No, the actual Oakland Raiders did one.
How about you go through the source next
collab
time,
collab with, like, the NFL, I think.
Yeah.
If anything, that doesn't tell me anything. It's the team that posted it.
What? Yeah, they know more than anybody. They know who their starting quarterback is.
Well, AOC could be the starting quarterback. Yeah. I also think the Raiders are kind of setting themselves up to go get Kyler Murray next year.
Mm.
I think that the Cardinals, yes, they drafted Marvin Harrison, but we've kind of seen this time and time again where, like, I think that team's going to stay bad. They'll still probably have a top five pick. It wouldn't shock me if Kyler Murray was a guy based off of leadership issues and stuff that gets thrown in trade circles, whether it be around the trade deadline. I don't think we'll see a quarterback get traded, but sometime next year, it wouldn't shock me if Kyler Murray was a guy that can get traded. And man, Kyler Murray could look fucking damn good on the Raiders.
Everyone looks good in the black. And black. Yeah, everyone does.
I would love to see, like, Ayuk even there.
Yeah. I actually think the Cardinals might actually be decent this year.
No, really? They're so frisky. We were talking about
that. I love Kyler Murray, man. People forget, like, he led a dog shit roster to the playoffs what, 3 years ago?
Still had D-Hop, though. I guess Marv's.
Yeah, now you got Marvin Harrison, Trey McBride. And like I was saying to you, if they go and get Blake Corum in the second round, you got Kyler Murray, Blake Corum, Trey McBride, Marvin Harrison.
Survivor. James Conner's right. still there, yeah, right?
And that's he's a sick dog.
Where would you rank? Because what we were really talking about, we were talking about this, is that the Cardinals kind of have one of the best like quarterback, wide receiver, tight end trios in the NFL right now, right? Just like picking these three fantasy cornerstone type positions in Kyler, Marv, obviously, and Trey McBride. When I look around the NFL, how many teams actually can you point out that have like an alpha one, an alpha tight end, and a quarterback that you can probably say is like definitively top 12? You have Mahomes, you have Kelsey, you have Rashee Rice. You have the Bengals don't have anyone. Mm-hmm. The Ravens don't have, I mean, you're not going to say Zay is. The Dolphins don't have a tight end, so with that wide receiver. The Eagles have Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, Dallas Goddard. The Rams don't have a tight end.
Yeah, the I'm Niners, racking my brain right
the
now.
The Niners, I guess. Time. But Niners. The Niners, you'd say Brock. You'd say Brock. You'd say Ayuk or Debo, and you say George Kittle. Obviously, the Bears are a team with one. The Bears, like, Caleb, but Cole Kmet still.
Dak, CD, Jake Ferguson.
Yeah, that's in there. But
imagine Aaron Rodgers, Garrett Wilson, and Brock Bowers. That would have been disgusting.
That probably would have been the best one.
Oh, God.
If you had Aaron Rodgers.
But that offensive tackle, though.
Oh, dude, he is a staunch protector of the quarterback.
Yeah. By the way, what's his name?
Olufashinu. There's an A after the H. They sneak it in there. People thought it was Fashinu. It's Fashanu.
So his first name's Olu, and his last name's...
It's a longer one, but he goes by Olu, from what I've seen.
It is fair, though. I do think, like, if you just take that trio and take Kyler, Marv, and Trey McBride from a potential standpoint, it's one of the better trios at a cornerstone position on offense.
Trey McBride's going to have a monster year.
Yeah, he was disgusting in fantasy last year.
Answer this question for me, speaking of fantasy.
I feel like I missed trios, by the way.
What is Marvin Harrison's draft stock in the fantasy world next season?
Good question.
I want, like, 3.2 or what, you know, like that type of nonsense.
Yeah, I think he could easily go at the end of the second, potentially as high as that, and as late as like an early fourth.
I would say I'd probably take him right around wide receiver 20 right now, because I'm worried that he's going to get blanketed, right? And then what's Kyler going to do? He's going to run, he's going to throw it to McBride, he's going to dump it down to James Conner.
But he's going to get 15 targets a game.
Yeah, but fantasy is a volume game, and there's so many targets to go around. If anything, you could take it a step further and look at like a Michael Wilson or a Greg Dortch, like guys that can probably have, obviously this is like such a niche conversation, but guys that will have targets opened up for them if Marvin Harrison is blanketed. But I think Marv is a guy like being set up because we've seen, if you get drafted in the first round as a rookie wide receiver, there's a high probability you are going to be extremely successful in year one. Marvin Harrison is being set up for that. And you know Kyler, the way he fed Diop, he's going to feed Marvin Harrison. So I think it depends how the board is falling in fantasy, but I think you could draft probably Marvin Harrison as early as like the end of the second and as late as the fourth if he falls. Like, I think I have no issue with that.
No-brainer top 15 wide receiver next year. I think you get at least 100 catches, 1,200 yards, and touchdowns. I don't know.
I mean, it doesn't shock me. I think there's a stat that says like more than 80% of top 10 wide receiver picks in their first year end up becoming like a top 12 wide receiver.
Yeah.
Like there's some crazy stats to back that up.
Yeah, I'm going to go and get my guy. I'm going to draft him.
Oh, so you want Marv?
Yeah. I'm taking him.
I'm curious. Winners and losers of the NFL draft, just like in general, top of mind. Obviously, we talked about the Raiders a little bit. Bo Nix going to the Broncos is a crazy one.
I wanted to talk about that. I think that I have never in my life seen a more obvious bust pick than Bo Nix as the sixth quarterback taken off the board at number 12 to the Broncos quarterback room with Zach Wilson, Jared Stidham.
And DiNucci.
Can't forget the Italian stallion, Ben DiNucci. And then you throw in Bo Nix into the mix. That is the worst four quarterbacks ever put together.
But also, you're not throwing anyone. Like, I don't understand. I don't understand. Like, I get it. You need a quarterback, but Sean Payton's going to be fired in under a year. All right, I'll reset the line. Sean Payton's going to be fired in 2 years or less. I think they might give him an extra year, but Sean Payton ain't lasting. I think Sean Payton was a byproduct of Drew Brees. If he didn't have Drew Brees, Sean Payton would not have that success. Sean Payton and Urban Meyer, to me, are cut from the same exact cloth of being a fucking asshole to your players.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's going to work out in Denver.
No, I mean, yeah, you think? Yeah. Whatever their win total is, I'll take the under. I don't see them winning more than four games this year. They are a dumpster fire of a football team.
It's like you saw five quarterbacks go. You're like, oh, fuck. We gotta get your guy. It's like, no, wait. There's none left.
And they still want to dump them. Yeah. They literally were looking at, like, it was like me in like the sixth round of a fantasy football draft where I'm like, fuck, man, I don't have my
God,
wide receiver.
Daniel Jones
yet.
Is still
like,
there.
I haven't gotten my QB2 yet. And I'm like, well, Daniel Jones is still available. Let me go get Bo Nix. Like, that's what happened. But in the
like
real
it.
World,
it feels like it. It literally feels
these guys
like
are
it.
Paid millions of dollars to scout and make decisions. And I think they literally just panicked and took Bo Nix, a 24-year-old who has never shown much. He's been a okay guy.
You know what's going to come out of the Sean Payton's like, this is our guy. We wanted him. We would target him this whole time. Yeah. Which I just don't understand personally. I never understood it with like a J.J. McCarthy or even a Bo Nix, right? Like just guys that like, it's such a demanded quarter or it's such a demanded position in the NFL. So it's like, we got to go get this guy if we don't take a chance. And I feel like if you draft a quarterback, obviously you prolong your chances of staying the head coach. But Sean Payton ain't fucking lasting. I just wholeheartedly believe that.
The Broncos are so bad.
I want to talk about the Giants.
I love it, by the way. No, I love it.
No, you're planting your flag with Daniel Jones now.
Daniel Jones can win you games in the NFL. He won a playoff game.
Stop.
He won you a playoff game.
Yeah, he beat the most fraudulent Vikings team of all time.
How many playoff wins do the Bears have in the last 20 years?
Hey, be nice. Be nice. How many do the Dolphins have? You haven't won since 93.
I agree. I didn't bring up the fucking Dolphins. I don't know.
You brought
up
the playoffs
and
brought up the Bears. He didn't bring up the Bears.
Actually, you have an AFC championship.
Yeah, AFC championship appearance, not a win, but two, back to back.
I think personally that Daniel Jones is a quarterback that I would want. If I'm a Giants fan right now, I am not drafting any of those quarterbacks. I got exactly who I wanted in Malik Neighbors. I wanted a wide receiver.
He's going to go waste away. He's going to go waste away with Daniel Jones underthrowing
him. If Daniel Jones sucks, Daniel Jones is not a bad fucking quarterback.
Dude, well, I also think, dude, like at the end of the day, like, we were just talking about the three top quarterbacks are off the board. What were they going to do? Go get J.J. McCarthy? Is that what you wanted them to do? No, like what they did here is like Dable bought himself another 2 years now. So if Daniel Jones comes out and does suck, Dable can finger and say, he was the problem, cut him, let's get out of Dodge, eat the money, and then go draft a quarterback next year now that we're 5-11 and we can trade up and get something.
I liked the rumors when they were going to trade up, and then that obviously didn't come to fruition.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine with the Giants move. I like the Giants pick. I've always liked Daniel Jones.
It's a bad take by you.
I just don't agree with you. Like, what are they going to do? Who is better right now? Who could they replace Daniel Jones with?
I don't know.
That was Tommy, crickets is what you heard.
Daniel Jones Tommy clears DeVito. J.J. McCarthy. Tommy DeVito sucks, bro.
If he wasn't Italian, he would have played one game and never seen another snap.
If he didn't
do
this.
Yeah, too bad he is.
Yeah, before we begin wrapping up, like, any high-level thoughts going into, like, day two and day three of the draft?
How about that Saints pick at 14?
Who the fuck did they draft?
I don't remember.
I will say, I wanted to mention, I liked the Jaguars trading down and still getting Brian Thomas. That's I think nice. I've seen a lot of people that are much smarter than me say that he is up there with those top three receivers, just not getting the same respect.
There was injury concerns. I think that was the issue. But I think like my biggest takeaway from the NFL draft, or just at least round one of the NFL draft, is the NFL draft fucking sucks.
So many commercials, such little action.
You said it. Daniel Mack said or whatever.
Oh yeah, no, it's the fact that the most unique thing in American culture is the NFL draft is you had 200,000 people out there just waiting for a list of names to be announced.
Yeah,
that was literally all it was.
It's just like,
it's boring.
It's stupid because there's got to be ways to have like a more creative approach to allowing people that are watching at home to like interact for the entire 32 picks. For us, we were like hyped up for that first 10, and then no one gave a shit anymore.
I had a crazy idea that they should implement into the draft.
Okay.
That I think would make people maybe not watch longer, but it would be amazing.
Okay.
So essentially what it is every year, one of the 32 picks in the first round just gets taken out. And it's completely random. So essentially what happens, so stay with me. So
you're like, losing me, yeah.
Think Hunger Games style.
I'm in.
Think Hunger Games. Think Hunger Games style, where before the draft, Goodell takes a name out and he says, Chicago Bears, you lose your pick.
No!
And now the Bears literally lose 1-1 and there's just nothing they could fucking do about it.
But
and now the Commanders are on the clock. So, or it could, but it could also,
chaos.
Yes, it could also be the, what were the Jets? 11th?
10.
So,
it's kind of sick.
Beginning of the Jets, you no longer have your pick. And everybody shifts up one, and the Jets just lose their fucking pick.
Look, really fun, but that did not solve any of the issues we were discussing because now happens, and now we're back. Now it's just 31 picks instead of 32.
One less pick. And think of the fucking madness. The fucking Bears losing out on Caleb Williams because of the fucking card.
What about so for every 10 picks, we kind of do that? So like incentivize,
that's a little better too. Yeah.
So like,
what else could we do?
So 1 in 10, you do it. So then it moves up, and then from 11 to 19 or 11 to 20, however, because it's 32, and you're gonna lose picks. I fucking suck at math. You're the Excel guy. But then you take another one away in that middle round, and then in that like middle section, and then the back half, you just take another pick away. That's chaos. And now you want to watch because you want to see how the board is falling. That's how we do it.
Okay, if we're really talking how to get fans involved, you know where I'm heading with this one.
We make the picks.
We make the picks. You vote. Whoever the fans want, the
American
fans
Idol
get.
Style.
Yeah, American Idol. Wow. We call them in. You go the like you're on the clock and you just
offensive
start texting
lineman
in.
Would,
Brock Bowers. Brock Bowers.
Offensive
bro.
Lineman would never get traded. It'd be over. You'd be getting fucking Joe Alt with the fucking Mr. Irrelevant. Like, yeah, all right. I think it's time to get your guy.
And then like there'd be like the contingent on Twitter is like, yo, we're gonna prank the hell out of this team. Yeah. We're gonna take a kicker with the second overall pick. The kicker from Des Moines,
the
Iowa.
You're gonna buy
a
bunch of the punter.
You're gonna get a bunch of bots involved. You're just gonna start fucking with right teams.
Away. Yeah, yeah.
Before you know it, you got a long snapper going with the fucking sixth pick in the draft.
And then we got like an election fraud on mail-in votes. Like it'd be crazy.
Yeah.
Everything would go crazy.
Bro. We at better, we could probably get a big enough contingent to get Joey drafted.
Yo, we could definitely get Joey drafted.
Probably get Joey drafted if that were
implemented today, not tomorrow.
By the way, you know you agree with this idea. This is chaotic.
I also like the idea of like a
did you see that anywhere or is that fully
no,
out of
that
your
was
head?
Just I just thought of it. Wait, this I morning actually.
You have a Tycho has an idea?
Can we just shorten the time that they have to
Yes.
Like fantasy draft style.
No, yeah, no.
Like 2 minutes.
Thank you, Tycho, for actually proposing a rational solution to it. Do we really need 10 minutes? Call the night before about the trades. Do the trades the night before.
I like
you got
mine.
5 minutes.
I like mine better.
No, I think not even.
Oh, no,
well,
I'm saying
like
we bring
both.
Them all.
No, no, we
you
do
get
both.
5 minutes, fan voting, and every 10 picks, someone loses their pick.
Oh, I got another good one. What about this?
That's so good.
I know we want to wrap, but if at any point, this would fuck the Bears over, if at any point you beat a division foe eight times in a row,
that's
four
so
consecutive
specific.
Seasons,
that's so
four consecutive seasons, you get to make their pick.
Oh, I thought you would get the pick.
Or you can veto the first pick they make.
Caleb Williams.
Yeah. Hey, Packers just go, and you can't take that pick anymore. So if you dominate a team for four consecutive seasons, but a la the Packers to the Bears go, we will take, and now it's like gamesmanship. So now you have to think, should I take Jaden Daniels and hope they think that's the guy I want? Or do I go with Caleb Williams and just hope that they're nice guys?
Yeah, or you go and get like Joe Alt and be like, okay, well, they probably won't veto the pick.
Yes.
But at least we went out and got a good offensive tackle.
And if they do veto it, you still get your guy. Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah, wait, so then they get one veto. Do I now make another pick after
that?
Yes,
you now get to make another pick.
It's funny because it makes so much sense from the fans' perspective.
Yeah.
All right, we fixed the
draft.
Okay,
we fixed the draft.
We fixed
good
the
job,
draft.
Draft
right.
is fixed.
Yeah, draft
oh
is fixed.
Oh, my God. I need to go to bed.
Yeah, same.
I'm tired. All right, well, this has been fun. This is the quickest episode.
Bears, biggest winner. Sorry. Easy when you have the first and ninth pick, biggest winner. My one takeaway.
You didn't fuck it up.
My one takeaway is if Caleb Williams ends up being a bust, the Bears are cursed.
Yes.
Plain and simple.
Yes.
It's not even like, no, they have a development problem. No, we're just cursed. Mm-hmm. We're just cursed.
Mm-hmm. No, you have a development problem.
No, we're just cursed.
Cursed. I know what being cursed is like. They're cursed if that happens. He has everything he needs to succeed.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Well, we don't have the free-to-play game anymore, but we do have better picks, right?
I've heard good things about better picks.
What have you heard?
I've heard that you can turn $10 into $10,000.
I heard you could turn $100 into $100,000. Happened the other day.
Shout out
Bro Props.
That's crazy. All you got to do is pick your favorite players more or less, get eight right, and you turn $100 into $100,000?
$100,000. Bro Props is going to be giving out locks tomorrow in the Better Discord, by the way.
Ooh,
anybody that
today.
Was in-
today,
today,
today, today, today, today. Today, he's going to be giving out locks in the Better Discord. I heard that there was a Caps Off Discord. Come on over. We'll make you your own channel. We'll give you your own badges. We'll do all kinds of shit.
By the way,
but Bro Props is
also
be
for
there.
The playoffs, for every 1,000X entry that you enter, you have a chance to win Mike.
That one is crazy.
Jake Paul tickets.
If you go in the Better app and you make a 1,000X lineup, you automatically get entered into a giveaway for floor seats to Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson. And every 1,000X you place is another entry.
Is there any dollar minimum on that?
And don't you get a $1,000 stipend as well when you go?
I think you do.
That's what I was told.
I believe it's we'd have to check the T's and C's, but I believe it's $1,000 towards your travel as well.
Wow. And can I do a dollar 1,000X lineup every day? Is there a min?
It's a good question.
Okay, we'll get back to you on that
one. For the
sake
of this, yes, you can. But we have to check.
That'd be good. So yeah, make sure to download Better, play Better Picks. Also use promo code CAPSOFF.
Okay. Or HSB.
Or HSB.
Use
or
the caps HSB. Off.
I don't have
just
one.
Just fucking download it.
Yeah, download it and get ripped.
Put a 1,000X lineup in. Go to the Mike Tyson, Jake Paul fight. All right, hey, we're wrapping up. Day 2, day 3 coming up. We'll see you on Monday.
Good morning, good afternoon.
Bye.